What we intentionally grow inside of our hearts and inside of our soul will ultimately affect other people. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called, How Does Your Garden Grow? And we're on April 24th, or we're on day 114, if you are shooting for 365 days of reading through the Bible in a year. And today is our very last day of Hebrews. We're on the last three chapters. That is Hebrews 11 through 13, which is your morning rinse. And I love this passage. It's so great. In fact, the featured verse is a very popular verse. It's Hebrews 12, 14. And it says, pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. And the way that I view that verse is, if we don't pursue peace with all men, then how are people going to see the Lord? Without peace, they won't be able to. So how does your garden grow? So before heading to make her purchases, a gardener intentionally plans out the rows of her garden, selecting the best food to grow for her family. A good gardener, which, admittedly so on multiple of these podcasts, I am not a good gardener, but a good gardener understands that the chosen seeds, if they're watered and taken care of, will not only feed herself, but they're going to feed those around her. So she makes a trip to the local nursery and carefully selects the next season's harvest. Well, what about the garden of our hearts? I call this garden my spiritual garden. This garden, it needs to be planted as intentional as this garden that plants these plants in her yard. It has to be nurtured with intention as well. Exactly like that gardener growing food for nourishment for our bodies, what we plant in our hearts is going to be nourishment for our soul. So when we grow and nurture the seeds of peace, for example, it is truly going to be a reflection of how we treat others. Because if we pursue the seeds of peace, and if we pursue peace with other people, we're going to treat those people differently. We're going to treat pretty much everybody differently around us. Versus if we allow the seeds of bitterness and unforgiveness to nurture and grow in our spiritual garden of our heart, we're going to treat people differently. Bitterness cultivates jealousy. It cultivates anger. And ultimately, it cultivates immorality. But being intentional and planting peace is going to harvest unity and love. And that is what God asks in a Christ-centered life. So how do we do that? So hard sometimes, especially when people have hurt us, or they've said things about us, or done things to us, or, you know, said things directly to our face, or even if they've said something directly to our face and none of our friends stood up for us, or our spouse didn't stand up for us at that time. There's so many things that happen, and our words are so powerful, and the enemy knows this. And yet, we have to let God heal our bitterness in our hearts. And we have to instead choose to ask Him to help us to pursue peace with those around us. And in other words, it's called forgiveness. This is what it's like to be intentional with our spiritual garden. What we intentionally grow inside of our hearts and inside of our soul will ultimately affect other people. So the question that I have to ask you is knowing that what we grow inside our hearts is going to affect other people. The question is, what are people seeing in your spiritual garden? Are they experiencing peace or are they experiencing bitterness? You know, I talk about this too with my friends. You know, we carry around an essence. We carry around what some people call a vibe. We carry this around and people can see and feel like, you know, have you ever went around somebody and their energy was really negative and you're like, there's something about them I just don't really want to be around. And then there's other people that have a really strong sense of peace and you like being around them. You want to be around them. They're going to uplift you and help you to grow and to have a positive energy around them. That's their spiritual garden. So what are people seeing in you? What are people seeing that you're planting in your spiritual garden? Is it pursuing peace with everyone? Or is it still some bitterness in your heart? And people are experiencing that, even though they don't have a name for it, they can feel it. Because it's up to you to grow the things in your spiritual garden. No matter what people say to you, no matter what people do, yes, it's going to hurt. And yes, we are going to have opportunities to pursue peace. We are going to have opportunities to forgive. And obviously, if you don't have the strength to uproot those seeds of bitterness for your own good, then do every single thing that you can do to get those seeds out of your heart for the good of others. Because when we get it out of us, people are going to feel that and they're going to want to know what we have. So be intentional and allow God to help you grow peace seeds. And also to, in conjunction with how we do this, I mean, I know that it's difficult because we have to learn how to pursue peace with other people. And we do this with faith. You know, we read in the chapters of, you know, we read today in today's morning rents, we read in chapter 11. It was all kinds of scriptures about faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Sarah received the ability to conceive. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Joseph blessed the sons of Israel. I mean, their seeds that were coming from their heart were blessing the next generation. And as we are growing, I have this written in my Bible because there was a pastor that once said this and I loved it. But he said, we can't put our faith in our faith. We have to put our faith in the Word. And you know, when we put our faith in our faith, we're going to fail because our faith is still growing. It's not perfect. We have to put our faith in the Word. And that's why it's so important to read the Word of God every day. When we have faith in the Word, especially when we're growing seeds that are going to affect other people, then we will end up getting to a place where we are pursuing peace. There's obedience that's required. There's listening that's required. There's action that's required. Even if we don't always know what to do, God's going to push us in the right direction so that we are, you know, ultimately acting out. This is why this devotional is called an action-driven devotional, to where that we can apply the Word of God every single day to our lives. There's hope that is required. And that hope is going to ultimately outweigh any pain that we have that the lack of peace will bring. And that lack of peace is bitterness and unforgiveness. Our hope is going to outweigh our pain if we pursue it and if we're really striving to get it out. This is a journey, and that journey is required. And there's going to be waiting that's required. Sometimes it takes a little time to feel that peace. But there's a future generation that's coming that is rising up that needs you to pursue peace with all men. I'm going to read the featured verse again. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. So we want sanctification. We want people to make it to heaven, right? So today's challenge for you is to search your heart and look for any seed of bitterness whether that's, you know, small or big, any seed. And if there's somebody that comes to your mind right now as you are listening to this or watching it, and you know that you need to forgive that person, and sometimes it's to forgive them more than once for the same action, you know, but if you have any seeds of bitterness or unforgiveness or resentment in your spiritual garden, what I'd like for you to do is to write on a piece of paper, not in your journal, but just write on a piece of paper all of the negative seeds that you feel in your heart. One by one, ask God to help you uproot them. And then once you feel that peace lifted out and your peace seeds taking the place of what has been uprooted, then I want you to throw that piece of paper away and finish your day walking with full forgiveness, nurturing the peace seeds that you just planted. And how you nurture them is you pray over those peace seeds. And when you are reading the Bible, you hone in on those verses that really speak to you about pursuing peace, and ask God to show you how to daily pursue peace with those around you. And if you have a good friend or a spouse or someone in your life who can help you, you know, we aren't perfect and there's going to be hurts and pains along the way. And if you've been hurt, then go ahead and talk to God about it and pursue that peace and tell somebody about it, because we don't have necessarily the strength every single day to, you know, figure it all out on our own, right? I mean, next week I have a really fun, you know, meeting with one of my accountability partners, because, you know, it's good to get the wisdom and the counsel from other people. The greatest of the greats have counselors and coaches. And we cannot do this all alone. So if you have a good friend or a spouse or somebody who you can talk to, let them know that you're struggling with it. It may take a bit, but let them pray over you so that you can uproot the seeds of bitterness and plant those peace seeds in their place. Because there are people that need you. There are people that need your peace seeds. They need to fill your peace seeds. Because without it, how are people going to see the Lord? So tonight, in your evening reflection, when you pull out your journal and you write about today, I want you to write how it feels to release the seeds of bitterness, and write down how your heart feels and just any actions that you took today to pursue peace with other people, and what kind of actions you took to uproot any seeds of bitterness or unforgiveness towards anybody, whether it's family members or friends or, you know, your spouse or your children or your parents or whomever. Just ask God to help you with that and write it down, and write down the actions that you took today to pursue peace with others. And I hope today encouraged you, because I fully understand that it is difficult. It is hard to, you know, get past some of those challenging moments where people hurt. But we are on the rise and we can do this. It's saying in the Word to pursue peace with all people around us. I'm loving this book, and we are done with Hebrews. I loved reading about faith and hope and peace and all the things, because it's really tying into the fruits of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And today is just honing in on one of those fruits of the Spirit. So when we pursue peace, and when we're asking God to help us get those peace seeds deep, deep rooted in us, He will do it. And then you will be so happy that you did this. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to hear about your stories, if you have any stories to share. And tomorrow we are back in the Old Testament. And so I'm excited to start reading another Old Testament book. We are going to be reading in Hosea. And let's just keep going, because we are on our way to almost, Well, we're almost to the middle of the second quarter, right? Anyway, have a wonderful day, and until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.